The Democratic presidential candidates appear in a strange sort of debate today. Yahoo is hosting what it calls an online presidential mashup. It's a website where you can click on the candidates you're considering, punch up the issues you care about, and compare their videotaped answers. So say you're interested in health care. You can click on Bill Richardson's face.
Well, I do favor universal health care, no matter who you are, rich or poor.
And hear what he has to say, then click on Barack Obama.
Most of the major candidates, in fact, if not all of the major Democratic candidates, are advocating some form of universal health care.
The site is co-sponsored by the Huffington Post and our partners at Slate.com. Questions came from PBS host Charlie Rose and comedian Bill Maher. It was hyped as the first truly interactive online presidential debate, but it didn't quite live up to that. I spoke with Jeff Jarvis, who follows the internet campaign at Presvid.com.
It's pathetic.
Pathetic?
It's absolutely pathetic. There's no mashing up going on here. It is an insult to the voters.
An insult to the voters. Well, let's describe what it is that they attempted to do and what they didn't succeed at.
Well, it's what they promised to do and what they failed on their promise. They promised that they were going to ask the candidates questions, put up the video, raw video, and let us, the people, re-edit that. Instead, all that Yahoo gave us was the opportunity to hit the play button. That's it. Charlie Rose and Bill Maher asked the questions. The video's up there. We get to pick a video and play it. It's like a children's museum where they say, here, children, touch this button. You won't do any harm. It's pathetic. And I'm shocked that the Huffington Post and Slate did not back out of this venture when Yahoo wussed out and did not put the video footage up on their editing service.
Now, there was a lot of criticism also of the Google-YouTube debate, saying that although there were recorded questions from people, it was very much edited by CNN. It was very much a moderated format. Why have people had such a hard time sort of developing a debate for the internet age?
It's about control. It's about fearing giving us, the people, the chance to do this. I don't care whether it's in politics or media or consumer products or anything. The internet reverses the control pipe and puts control in our hands. And companies and organizations and institutions that used to have that control fear it, resent it, don't know what to do, and really in the end don't respect us enough to give us the control that we now have. And what a few candidates have started to do bit by bit is answer voters directly. And I think that's where we have to head here, is that the voters get to ask the questions directly online and the candidates answer the questions directly online.
You know, I met a supporter of Ron Paul, and she was raving about Ron Paul's performance in a recent debate and asked her how he compared with other candidates. And she said, oh, I didn't see any of the other candidates. I just watched a mashup of just the Ron Paul answers. And I thought, you know, it's a little hard to make an informed decision when you can edit everyone out of the discussion and only listen to the person you already think you agree with.
But a lot of people have already made their decisions, and no amount of debate is going to change that. You can't force-feed wisdom down any individual's throat like broccoli. But for those of us who do want more, give me the chance to. If we have the chance to edit it, I'll bet we would have found a lot more ways to get better debates.
Jeff Jarvis blogs about the internet campaign on his site, Presvid.com. Thanks for joining us, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you.